Welcome to Aural Sex, a queer sex podcast where we're never sure what music to play during sex.
Please send us song suggestions. This episode's for all the introverts and the little spoons out there. We see you, we hear you, we spoon you.
Enjoy!
Should I, would you like to listen to music? My God, I could barely believe the words that were coming from my own mouth. I had both first-hand and second-hand embarrassment. Truly, at this point, if someone told me I'd hallucinated all the times I'd ever had sex, I'd believe it immediately. Was I this clumsy and awkward those times too? Why did anyone agree to have sex with me? Kali smiled softly and nodded, holding my eyes for a second before darting her eyes away and focusing on the row of sandals against the far wall of my room. God, I'm gonna die celibate and I'll honestly understand why. I busied myself with scrolling through my phone in search of any song that would fix my utter lack of game or smoothness. I hovered over my sex playlist for a second, but then it just seemed too presumptive. With the way I was acting, Kali would probably walk out in like 5 minutes and never speak to me again. Plus, the first song on there was Birthday Sex, and my face burned just at the thought. What if Kali wasn't even interested in hooking up and all of this was just in my mind? Oh, God. Do you have any SZA? Kali asked from behind me. Bless her! Bless her a million times. Yes! I screamed, way too enthusiastically. Fuck. Yeah, I know. I love her too, Kali said, laughing. She was definitely laughing at me, but I laughed too. God, talking to humans is so much harder than talking to cats. I set SZA's entire career to play and turned back to look at Kali. She was looking at me, which I wasn't expecting, so I darted my eyes up to the ceiling, which, why? I mean, of all the places to look, the ceiling is the most obvious proof of nervousness. I brought my eyes back down slowly, and Kali was still looking at me, an amused smile painted on her face. Fuck, she was beautiful. She was the kind of beautiful that made me want to paint. The radiance of her dark skin, the silkiness of her lashes, the twinkle behind her warm brown eyes. Are you going to sit? She asked, snapping me out of my thoughts. Wow, smooth. I'd just been staring at her for God knows how long. I was just lost in how beautiful you are, I guess. Kali and I stared at each other for a second, and then we both laughed nervously. I slid onto the bed next to her and stared at the blank, dark screen of my television. Goosebumps erupted on the back of my neck as Kali slid a finger around the curve of my ear. My breaths got shallow and fast. Too fast. For someone so enamored with how beautiful I am, you're not really looking at me. Kali breathed next to me, her warm mouth mere centimeters from my ear. Yeah, 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 yeah. My face burned and my hands shook in my lap. A chill skipped up my spine as Kali pressed her lips to the back of my ear. I wanted to turn my head, but all that was happening was my hands curling into fists and my eyes fluttering closed. Jesus. Do you want me to stop? Kali asked, pulling away. I could hear the nervousness in her voice, and goodness if that didn't turn me on even more. She was so good. Such a good, good, nervous gem. No, I said, turning to face her. Her face spread into a smile so wide it made me smile. When she leaned in, my eyes fluttered closed again. Skittles. Her lips tasted like Skittles and felt like frosting. Her red lipstick was sticky against my own lips, but it was okay because I didn't ever want her mouth to be anywhere but on mine. Her arms snaked around me, and her fingers were spread over my lower back, pulling me into her. I cradled her face between my hands, disappearing into the ecstasy of being so close I could inhale the same air she did. Kissing is always so underrated. I could have spent the rest of my night wrapped in Kali's arms with my lips against hers, tasting the Skittles on her lips, running my fingers down her jaw. Kali pulled away and I heard the moan of disappointment before I realized I was making a sound. My face burned, but honestly, what else was new? My eyes fluttered open to meet Kali's. Her bottom lip was trapped between her teeth and it made me want to kiss her again. Kiss her forever and never stop. Okay, so she started, that nervousness back in her voice. I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, you don't necessarily know, I shouldn't assume, although now it sounds like I'm saying you don't know, which could be interpreted as rude, and that's not what I mean at all. And I'm just rambling and saying all the stupid things I should shut up, but also I just want to know, deep inhale, what you're comfortable with doing, your do's and don'ts, if you want to just make out or start there and do more, and if you'd want to sort of be in control. I'd never seen dark skin redden as much as Kali's face did. Her eyes darted away from mine and she chuckled nervously. I had never seen anything so precious in my life. I grabbed her hand in mine and she turned back to look at me. I'd love to go all the way, I said, but then I frowned. Did that sound like a middle schooler's version of sex? Who even says go all the way? Kali laughed, and I laughed, and the nervousness dissipated from her smile. Me too, she said when her laughter had died down. Sex, I mean, I don't say go all the way since I'm a grown-up. I punched her shoulder slightly, and she laughed. I'm a child at heart, okay? And I don't know if you can tell by how awkward I am, but I usually interact with cats and avoid humans at all costs. You're so fucking cute, Kali said, laughing. I couldn't laugh because of the lump in my throat. This goddess thought I was cute, and that was honestly more than I could comprehend. Kali stopped laughing and flushed again. So do you have any, like, hard limits or anything you want me to do? Kali asked. Panic rose in my chest. So I don't like anything inside me? Like, not fingers, not toys, nothing. It's weird, but it's not weird. And you don't have to explain it to me if you don't want to. I blinked at her. Who raised this human? Where did she come from? Okay, I smiled, and Kali beamed at me. But yeah, that's it. I'm really into exploration, so if you just, like, get to know my body and, I don't know, have fun. It'll be good for me. You? Well, I don't really have orgasms easily, and I'm probably not gonna have one tonight, so don't, like, feel bad. And don't, like, take it as a challenge, because that's just gonna stress me out. Got it. Okay. Someone moved closer and then her mouth was on mine again, and one of her hands was on my back and the other was against my cheek, and my eyes were wrapped in her braids and her skin was warm against mine. I slipped a hand hesitantly under her tank top and she shuddered, so I froze. Her eyes fluttered open and her hand moved from my face. She placed her hand on mine under the tank top, moving both our hands until my fingers were splayed over her breast. My index finger traced the edges of her bra and she shuddered again as goosebumps erupted on her breasts. me, I muttered against her lips, raking my palms slowly across her nipple. Her breaths were slow and ragged, and her eyes kept fluttering. I wanted to save the image of her in my mind, but my lips wanted to be on hers too badly to stop and enjoy the view. Her lips pressed against mine, and her tongue skimmed my lips teasingly. When I opened my mouth to her, she pulled away with a cheeky laugh. "Wow, really?" I asked, squeezing her nipple between my fingers and making her gasp. Kali laughed, looking at me through her lashes. "Okay, fine, you win." Her tongue skimmed my lips slightly again before dipping into my mouth and making me inhale. We broke apart for a second so I could push her tank top over her head. I blinked at her in awe. "What?" she asked, the corner of her mouth tilting upward slightly. "You are so amazingly beautiful," I said, trailing a hand down from her neck, lingering at the curve of her breast before continuing the trail. She inhaled sharply. "I don't understand how anybody could be this damn beautiful." I nibbled at her ear as my hand snapped the button on her shorts. Looking down at my arm between us, we were roughly the same complexion, but she was different somehow. More radiant, more smooth. I'd never wanted to walk my mouth over anything more. My hand slipped into her panties and I felt her inhale. "You know, this is so unfair," she breathed as my fingers found her clit. "Yeah? How so?" "You still have all your clothes on and I'm..." "Well, you have your hand in my shorts. Your turn to lose something." I smiled at her but dutifully pulled my dress over my head. Then, like a dumbass and because I don't know what to do with my hands, I folded the dress and placed it on the corner of the bed. Kali looked amusedly at me. "I don't know why I did that," I muttered, throwing the dress into the hamper in the corner of my room. She was still looking at me, and I couldn't stop shifting my weight from foot to foot. "Why are you nervous?" Kali laughed gently until I stopped observing my feet and looked back at her eyes. "I don't know. You're staring at me, and I don't know. I'm an awkward person." "Yeah, I got that," Kali laughed, and my face burned, but I managed to choke out a laugh. "Don't be nervous, Alana. You're stunning. I'm staring at you because I can't believe how beautiful you are, and because you have amazing boobs." "Oh my god, I know, right?" I shrieked. "Listen, I'm insecure about every part of my body, but no one can deny I have fantastic boobs." "May I?" Kali asked, one eyebrow arched and her hands hovering over both my breasts. I nodded, and she placed her palms over my chest, stealing my breath away. My eyes locked on hers, and she bit her lip gently, inching ever closer to me until she was so close I could see my reflection in her eyes. My hands fell on her hips, and I pushed her shorts down her legs. "Alana? Kali? I really want you." She breathed so close I felt her words on my lips. "I really want you to." Her mouth descended on mine and I forgot all words as her lips glided against mine and her tongue teased me. I yelped slightly when Kali pushed a little on my chest and I fell back into the bed. She giggled. Her eyes darkened as she stared at me, a sly smile on her face. She grabbed one of my legs and pressed a kiss to my thigh. I inhaled sharply as her kisses started upward, her eyes on mine. My eyes flickered upwards towards the ceiling again, and I suddenly became aware of the music in the room. Kendrick Lamar was rapping something about pussy, and it just seemed ill-matched to the gentleness Kali was wreaking on my skin. I wasn't really sure if we'd have sex, and when you said SZA, I just played her entire discography. So if you don't want this song, I can put a different playlist on. And all my words died as she pressed a kiss to my labia through my underwear. Stop. I froze, my fingers clutching the sheets. My eyes had squeezed themselves closed at some point that I hadn't realized. Probably when the word fell from my lips, which I also hadn't realized or planned. I was keenly aware of Kali hovering somewhere around my midsection, wordless. Did I do something? She asked in a timid voice that made me exhale and open my eyes into a squint. No, I promise you didn't do anything wrong. Can we actually just cuddle tonight? Like, if you don't want to, that's fine. Her lips spread into a small smile that got slowly wider until we were both laughing. Kali fell next to me on the bed, her legs tangled in mine. Big spoon or little spoon? She asked. Little spoon. She settled next to me, her arm around my midsection, as she pressed a kiss to my shoulder. She murmured, a sound of satisfaction. I like this. This is good. I like this too, I thought as my heart fluttered gently in my chest.
You've been listening to Aural Sex, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, and other good things at auralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L, sex, with two X's. The domain with one X was already taken, and three seemed a little too intense, especially for this episode.
This story was written by O.T. Taylor.
Thanks, O.T.
Special thanks to the glorious Stella Mensa for our theme music, additional music by Vincent Augustus and Loyalty Freak Music. This episode was voiced by friend of the podcast, Busty Chickpea, who'd like to sign us off by saying...
I also don't think it's trashy because oral is kind of a confusing word.